11:30 at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. You're going to like these guys. I'm glad we have them here. And it's taken us a little bit, but not too long, to get them set up. You'll hear Gerald. I know how to say that. Home, Carl Jankart, Jordan Allen, and Chris Skelly. Together they are Influx.
Hi there.
Hello.
Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
When will the summer seem possible? A sky buried in life, smiling in and through its blue. And now the trees are like Velcro. Searching for solutions in circles. Devil lays the silver spoon in its mouth. Order demands the demands that gives the expectations that it has. I wanna find a day out in the sunlight where I can call most anyone a friend. Find myself with those who find the music in the pause. Of tension, there's no need for apologies. When will you give in to beauty? Music is the blood we all share. black and blue phoenix blooms from the bruises. Sit back
and face what the dust has made. Feel the Arizona buzz
throb
in your chest.
Thanks. And Flux. Wow. That is really fun to listen to, and you guys sound great. I want to be sure we make any adjustments we might need to technically, so I'm going to talk to Carl. I mean, you sound fine on our end, but
yes, sir.
If Gio needs to be aware of anything, let him know, because complicated setup here. Carl, how long has the band been together?
Well, we've been playing together under this name for for about a year now, I guess. But before that, we played as Whispers of the Vesper. That was our other name. And it was me, Jordan over here on drums, Gerald. And we played with our other friend Vince and other select bassists at the time under that moniker for a while. So together, I guess, what has it been, Gerald, like?
I guess it's been about almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years, I guess,
yeah.
We've been playing together. So.
What I like especially is he really, I think, defy any genre as you're playing,
Thank you so much.
a good thing. Did you write the song we just heard? I guess you've all contributed.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I wrote the basis of it, like all the chords and all that kind of stuff. And Gerald is where all the magic happens. And Jordan, of course, they bring all their amazing talent together and make it work.
Yeah.
Make it something more than it is.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Sometimes you have a lot of musicians and you want it to sound like there's less than there are. Sometimes you have a lot of musicians and you want to have phantoms come up from out of nowhere as you're playing together, right? It all depends on the sound you're looking for. Now, you have an album out that folks can get. Go ahead. We got you.
Sorry. We have an EP called Latency out. 6 tracks on it. It's available on our website, on iTunes, Spotify. We put that together, recorded it ourselves, did all the work ourselves on it, and really proud of that. Working on a new CD as well. So.
Excellent. And also a show coming up, don't tell me, you're at the Altar Bar 2 weeks from tonight, headlining it. Which is kind of nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
exciting.
Yeah, we're going to be headlining a local showcase there, playing with Roadrunner, Cape Cod. It's going to be a great show.
And Gerald is a product. Well, one of the things you are is a product of Kappa, which I think is awesome, the Creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Where did you grow up?
I'm sorry?
Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in the West End and over in Crafton here in Pittsburgh. So I've been in Pittsburgh my whole life. And like you said, went to Kappa High School. So
yeah. Let's meet the drummer. I wanted to wait for a while for his ears to come back. Jordan.
I'm used to it by now.
I'll bet you are. How did you hook up with these guys?
Well, me and Gerald actually went to Rogers Middle School.
Another proud Pittsburgh public school.
Yeah,
so.
I was a vocal major. Gerald was instrumental, and we've always talked about being in a band. And one day, we were over at Gerald's apartment, and I met Carl. And, you know, he was a guitarist, and we all decided to get for a jam session together, and then we were like, we have a show.
Did you go into Kappa as well?
I did not. I went to Brashear for high school and then Robert Morris for TV and video production.
Excellent.
So I follow the media route.
Yeah, we could have you here. what community did you grow up in?
I grew up in Greentree, but I'm now residing in Carnegie. So me and Gerald are basically West End.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We used to ride the bus together in middle school. So
the West End kids. And then... I just always think it's good to know where everybody's from. So, Carl, you...
Yeah, I hail from Moon Township.
Moon. Everybody's west. And then you picked up Chris, this bass player. This is Chris's... If he has one more gig and then two more, he will have played with this group Come on over to his mic there.
Don't be shy.
he has nearly half a dozen gigs under his belt with another three or four. So, Chris, where are you from and how did you connect with these guys?
I guess I'm the odd one out. I'm actually from Western New York.
That's west.
It's still on the west side. Yeah. Rochester, New York. I have family up there listening now, so hey to them.
Who are they? Say, let's get names out there.
To my dad, my sister Sarah. I hope they're listening.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you're listening, you can either you can text us at 412-200-5975 or email us at slb@slbradio.org. I'm sure you're listening. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
I moved down about 5 years ago to go to Duquesne. Played a show with Gerald around 4 years ago.
Just hooked up again.
And
went to school to go, did a random gig. And I was just like, hey, we need a bass player. You want to play? And then just... It's going well from there, so.
Great. Well, the band's name is, I've been saying Influx, or is it Influx?
That's right, yeah.
You're right.
Influx.
You say it every way you want. Yeah.
Let's get another song out of you guys, because we have about 20 minutes of radio time. I want to be sure we feature you as much of the band as we can. You know, in here is a xylophone, or Glock? No, xylophone.
Glock.
Oh, it is a Glock. I should have taken my second guess. Keys, drums, and guitar, and bass, and sax, and what's next?
There's melodica down there, too.
Yeah. Gerald's the high maintenance of the group. He has 1,000 instruments. He could play them all.
I'll say.
He's actually playing our instruments, too.
Yeah.
I noticed those hands up your backs, and I was wondering.
We're just the puppets.
Yeah, we're just puppets.
This next song is called I Could Go On. The first one was The Wolf That Cried Wolf, by the way, as well. So,
ready?
I want a telescope long enough to sip out the sky. Swallow the stars down. Like gummies in a bubble tea. Got out a tickle in his throat when he sung me into being. Now I hope that my trembling comes off like dancing. I never wish to be cured of this high school plague of falling in love with every girl at the cafe. Especially the one with shiny and black curls like drunken unicorn people. Never let it be enough. Although I'd rather be thrown into a volcano. When they come to toss me in the box, I've been through my middle and my pointer to my pulse used to reverb like. As a sign of how I try to see the life in everything.
It is fun. It is fun. I was like looking. I wish I had like eyes all over, like on all sides of my head, because I was following you all as you played. Where this Kyle? Did you have Kyle Bells in there somewhere?
Yeah, I thought so. I actually simplified the set, if you'd believe.
Yeah, I could. I didn't see the Kyle Bells, but I know I heard them, and the Glockenspiel sounded really cool. Everything sounded cool. And, you know, here in the studio, you can't, by the way, Influx is the band. It's rare. I've only had this happen to me a couple times in my life. I generally, I'm not going to say you're loud. That's not the right word. But when I'm actually able to feel the vibrations coming from the drums, which I'm in a good position for, and the amplified instruments. No, it's very powerful. I generally listen to music that's not too amplified, but it's really good, and it really fits, actually, because there's sort of a heavy sound to what you're doing. Was that your lyrics as well,
yes,
Carl, in
yes,
that one?
Course, yeah.
So what's your writing style like? I mean, are you find yourself writing all the time?
Yes. Or? I think I was writing. No, well, I started – well, I'm sorry to trail off a little bit, but I started playing music when I was six, and I took classical violin lessons for 10 years, and around, I don't even remember when I started writing, but I take writing very seriously. I actually applied for a Master's of Fine Arts at George Mason University. Decided not to go at the last minute just because I didn't want to go and get into debt. But poetry, I think, is really what, specifically a lot of modern poetry, slam poetry, is what inspires me to write, and I'm reading and writing.
Do you apply it any other way besides this band? Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm always writing poems on the side and stashing those and other stuff like that.
Yeah, it's good. The lyrics are great, and it's nice to hear the complexities, is what I'm saying, as we get a chance to listen. Now, Influx, we linked to your website, but I forget what it is.
Oh, it's just weareinfluxmusic.com.
Weareinfluxmusic.com. Here's some children being attracted, some kids being attracted by rock and roll.
Yeah.
We're going to wind up the band for you guys in just a moment. It's not just rock and roll, though. That's an oversimplification. It's a complex fusion. Don't say fusion. It's a complex combination of things.
An amalgamation.
Yes, it's an amalgamation. Yes, we'll say that.
That's my word later.
I like it. It's an amalgamation, although that makes me think of a dentist. Didn't they have this amalgam things? You could go weareinflux.com.
Weareinfluxmusic.com.
Weareinfluxmusic.com. Got it. And I should be able maybe to get a couple more. And so let's turn it right back to you guys. What do you want to do next?
Let's do Scum Negi. This is from our EP. So we'll do that.
Okay. Once again, Influx.
You used to live in is a rusted calf along the side of Interstate 79. Wish on those potholes of Mansfield Boulevard, so that the mayor can expand these small fenced-in backyards. Receive telephone.
doesn't have to know. Oh, 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 oh.
Flux, you guys are good musicians. I'm not just saying that because Carl's tuning right now. You guys are no, really. Great drums, and you know, if drum sounds great. Chris is great on bass. Notice the extra string on that thing too. There's a lot you think about while you're listening to you guys, which is good. Seriously, to kind of lose yourself. Saw a little dancing out there. From some of the kids here at the Children's Museum. So Alter Bar, 2 weeks from tonight, we are in Flux Music to find out more about the CD and also to find out more about the band and where you're playing. Have you done any tours out? I'm sure you have, outside of the city.
Not yet. We're working on that. We've been doing a lot of stuff locally. We play Club Cafe pretty often, play at the Smiling Moose a couple times, Hard Rock, things like that. We're really focused on, you know, getting this next CD done right now.
How do people, and forgive me because I'm not the kind of guy that goes out a lot. Are people mostly sitting and listening? Are they moving around a lot when you play? I mean, music certainly is danceable, although I don't think that's really what you or any of your audience would be shooting for. I mean, what are you finding when you play out?
Usually we get a lot of people standing. I mean, a lot of the plays we play out, there's a lot of standing rooms.
Yeah.
You know, you get the people, I think, kind of just swaying and moving to the music, not officially dancing or anything, but just kind of getting moved by it.
Yeah. It's hard to sit still, for sure.
I mean, we did have that one time when we played that Hell show, and we had mosh pits going on randomly.
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, that was an extraordinary situation.
That was definitely a fun time, yeah.
I can't imagine. It's really good to have you here. We got time for one more, and I hope you will look for We Are In Flux Music. We are influxmusic.com. It uses lots of letters. We are influxmusic.com. There's a lot. You know, you got a lot of letters in that.
Yeah, there's a lot of domain names taken.
No, but it's when you think about it, like, I mean, you're using an X. That would be a good Scrabble word. We are Influx Music. I think C is worth 3 points, M's worth 3 points, the X is like 8, the W is 4. Can you tell that I've been up for a while here? I'm going to let you play us out. I want to thank all of our guests, the Coyote family here that was here with the Coyote Trio. Jessica Bitsora, I don't know if you heard her, 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Plum. She did a great job this morning. Mike Canelli. From the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival, Jay Poliziani from Northside Common Ministries, Dennis Robinson Jr. of Opera Theater, Also our guest from the USS Requin, Carnegie Science Center. We'll look for you next week at the Saturday Light Brigade. What you guys going to close out with?
This is called Ignorant Awe.
Ignorant Awe, once again, it's in flux.
I was born in the month of motion and grew up in flames. After running for so long, it's hard to move slow.
For listening. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my goodness. In Flux. That was a great song. Thank you, guys, for being here. It's not easy to set up. I mean, for the band, not for us to have a complex arrangement like this here this morning. And you guys sounded absolutely great as Gerald knocks a mic over. It's just to prove what I said was correct. Again, we are In Flux Music. We are influxmusic.com is where to go. Thank you for being here with us today. You can address any comments or questions to SLB at slbradio.org. And look for us next week right here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.